What's up, diary? It's me, Jeremy Pipes, coming at you live from my bed at my house. Well, I got my bolts today. The rest of the guys in Five Alive were like, no, Jeremy, it's clearly some kind of mind control implant. Everyone who gets them acts super sus. Those dudes are always trying to hold me back, so I threw up the deuce and hit the road. Now I'm solo cruising on the vibes of this city and my creative juices are blasting out of every hole. Also, every night, I'm haunted by visions of an apocalyptic blood feast, whatever that means. Anyways, I got Pharrell coming over later to help me whip up the new song of the summer. Like and subscribe. Pipes up, pipes out. Mutt, you are paralyzed on the ground. You can feel a toxin of some indiscernible variety coursing through your veins that is that has laid you out. And you can see in the light of your enchanted lantern the silhouette of the invisible man. He is holding a knife. He steps in front of you into this clearing with the last remaining conduit in it. The invisible man sort of kneels down in front of you, Mutt, and says, can you talk?
Yeah, apparently I can.
Cool. Anything you want to say before we do this?
I'd love it to, like, know your name, because I've just been calling you the invisible man, and that seems awful formal for... you know, what's about to happen.
My name is Teddy.
Okay.
And you killed my best friend.
Uh-huh. You killed my brother, though, so...
Do you know how hard it is making friends when you're invisible? It's pretty fucking hard.
Yeah. I imagine, man. Listen, my name's Crawford Mutt, and everybody calls me Mutt. Your friend, the Chupacabra, was badly injured, wasn't going to recover from it, and was kind of wreaking havoc on the, like, nearby animals and people and stuff in his kind of panic. And so,
you euthanized it.
I mean, that's an awful fancy term, but I put him down. I was 4 years old. Like, me and my dad did it together. I was four.
Hold on, wait. This is now Griffin. You were 4 years old when you killed the Chupacabra?
Yeah, man, that's established. That's canonical.
Okay. It's canonical because you said it at another point.
That is how it works on this show.
Yeah, that's
Holy
true.
Holy shit. 4 years old. So you were a 4-year old doctor of Chupacabrology?
And
you
could tell my dad, man, told me.
Okay. So you did it because your dad told you to.
Yeah.
That's all fine then. That's all good. Here,
that feels sarcastic, Teddy.
Yeah, it is. Listen, you killed my best friend when you were a toddler, and that sucks. My only friend. And then your brother tries to hunt me down. News alert, I'm not a monster. I'm a dude who is invisible. So I don't understand what your beef is.
Wait, hold on, man. You think I have beef with you?
Do I hear this?
No, this is happening like a city block away from where you are.
So maybe.
Give me a perception check, Lady Godwin.
Canonically,
I have amazing hearing.
Canonically,
yeah. Okay,
I didn't realize we could start saying canonically.
I think what you need to, what you are doing here, Justin, is you're not rolling to see how well you hear. You're rolling to see how loud we're being. Maybe we're shouting at each other.
Yeah, that seems like a fortune.
I need a big, big high perception check here from you.
Okay, it's a 9, so we move on. Whatever, but at least we checked.
You gotta check. You gotta know.
That's why we check.
I want you to say out loud that you are not some virtuous guardian of the natural world. You are a game hunter. You are in it for the prize and the glory, and if you can't admit that to yourself, I'm going to kill you.
Okay, wait. Now, before this moves forward, what are you basing that judgment on?
He is going to attack you with advantage.
Well, I asked a question.
Yeah, and in response to that question, he is going to stab you with a knife that is going to be an 18 versus AC.
I mean, yeah.
He puts it right in the other shoulder.
Ow.
You take 4 points of piercing damage.
Ow. Teddy, ow.
What are you doing? What are you doing here? What's this journey you've been on that I've been trying to follow you through the whole way to exact my diabolical revenge?
Well, I made an oath to my brother that you killed, just point of fact.
He started it.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. I don't know what vitriol you're picking up in my voice right now, Teddy. But my brother made me swear to kill Dracula, take his teeth, and turn it into earrings.
You heard yourself say that out loud, right? You heard that?
Yeah, but you also heard the part where I said my brother made me swear to do it. It wasn't like a passionate goal that I've had all my life that's like, ooh, I just got to get these tooth earrings.
So your dad told you to kill Chupacabra. Your brother told you to kill Dracula.
Yeah. And who told you to kill me?
Oh, that's all me, baby.
Okay, so which one of us then is the killer, would you say?
I mean, you seem to be pretty oblivious about the situation you're in. He picks up the knife and rears back.
And you seem to be pretty oblivious to the turn order, because up next is Sir Kevin, whom I am in control of.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, yeah.
So Sir Kevin's going to come charging in and tackle that there invisible man.
Okay, make an attack roll. Sir Kevin leaps over your body on the ground to try and collide with the invisible man. Makes an attack roll to attempt to do that.
Very slowly, but that's a 27.
Holy shit. Yeah, that hits. Are you trying to defeat him or move him, or what is this?
I'm trying to knock him out of the way so Kevin can get my paralyzed self out of there.
Okay, so it's not going to be a damage roll. I think that he is able to knock him back 5 feet.
Yeah.
And push him backwards. Sir Kevin says, "My liege, are you injured?
Yeah,
Allow me to suck the poison out.
That's not necessary.
Gorilla lips.
No, get me to Philo, please.
I don't know who that is.
That's the puppet man. Get me to the puppet man.
Yeah, man, listen, I'm like 14 seconds old, so like...
The flying puppet man, yeah.
Okay,
You really gotta lean forward with this show anymore, huh? You really gotta be dialed in or you are gonna be fucking lost.
Yeah,
Sir Kevin, the Gorilla Knight, is gonna pick me up, carry me away from the invisible man who wants to... He wants to kill me because I am the brother of... I killed the Chupacabra when I was 4 years old. And my brother attacked him. And so now Sir Kevin, the Gorilla Knight, is going to pick me up and take me over to the flying puppet man, who is a monk who's trapped in the body of Pinocchio along with Abraham Van Helsing. And he is going to use some of his magical potions to heal my wounds. I don't understand what part of this is confusing to you, Justin.
Yeah.
I don't know if there is a wiki, but if there is, the people running it are doing a great job. That's all I wanted to say.
Next in the order is the organ grinder and Jeremy Pipes.
Does he pick me up? Am I on Kevin?
Yes, I am moving you away. He is dragging you down this sort of western exit from this clearing. The conduit is still active. The conduit was not destroyed.
But Mutt's not. So
Mutt is not on. Is yes, Mutt is down. Okay. Jeremy Pipes and the organ grinder start going back and forth. Jeremy Pipes very lithely steps out of the way of one of the organ grinder's attacks with his giant instrument.
Gross. You get it.
And hits the organ grinder in the back with a bolt of flame.
Tyler!
It's cool. I'm so big.
Cool, man.
Next in the order is the searchlight. I think the searchlight is going to move now. I think the searchlight is going to be redirected, sensing a fracas here right in front of the tower entrance. It is going to highlight Jeremy Pipes and the organ grinder. And so, Godwin, you are not going to have to make a dexterity saving throw for the first time in this battle.
Man, I'm good at those, too. Oh, well.
Next in the order is...
I can never remember. Is it Constitution? I have Constitution saving throws. I have advantage. The danger sense.
Dex.
Only if there was like Dex.
A thing it's on your character sheet. For sure.
I know it is. I'm just making conversation. Smart.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't realize. Sorry, Justin.
Just making conversation for the podcast.
You know what is Constitution when you think about it? Is that something you can exercise?
It's how tough you are.
Oh, okay. I was just making conversation.
Okay, Lady Godwin, you are standing in the center of Town Square, basically. The bridge clubbers have taken out Daphne Goldengood and are maybe even taking it a little too far.
Definitely. There's no maybe.
Yes. You are in sort of contact with the ingenue who just leveraged a ineffectual attack against you. In the distance, you see Jeremy Pipes and the organ grinder Tyler battling it out in the searchlight's glow.
Which has to be fairly diminished now, right?
It is extremely diminished now. It does not seem to be bothering them as much.
Okay. Northwest is still up.
No, northwest is down. Northeast is still up.
Okay, so what are we using to delineate up and down?
These skulls that I just put on the northwest one.
Okay, so you know it wasn't there before, though, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, good. All right, so the northwest one is out and the center one is out. Everyone just treated me like I was some sort of buffoon.
No.
But listen, the skull wasn't on the little lightning bolt. Let's just put it that way.
The skull wasn't on the lightning bolt. You got me.
All right, I'm going to charge off to the northeast. I'm going to shove the ingenue in. What is that next to that? Is that a manhole or something?
Yeah.
I'm shove her in the manhole. I'm going to go northeast.
Okay, well, make an attack roll against the ingenue then.
That's 17.
Yeah,
that's got
to
do
it. That does it. You are able to move the ingenue 5 feet to the side into the open manhole that she was standing next to. She fails her
dexterity. And then I lean over the hole and I yell, break a leg!
Nice. And then the music comes on.
No, it doesn't.
This is a
Justin's joke ends the bit.
Gotcha.
I finished my bit. Now you do your jokes.
Yes, she fails her dexterity saving throw. You watch her plummet into the darkness, and then you hear a slight splash and a loud crack, and she is...
Wait, in that order?
Yeah, in that, well, it's pretty much
a very quiet splash and then a weirdly loud crack.
Okay, she is out, and you are free to move. So you're just charging towards the northeast there?
Yes. Well, I want to head towards Jeremy Pipes just to make sure that he's okay.
You are easily able to get up to Jeremy Pipes.
How's it going, Jeremy?
I'm gonna kill you.
What? Wait.
No, the organ grinder is the good guy.
Did you forget which one of us has been sort of unhypnotized?
Oh, sorry, Jeremy.
This is so embarrassing for you. But I know that old brains sometimes have trouble keeping sort of binary information in check. Don't worry about
Jeremy,
it.
Or, Jeremy, was I just distracting you for this? And then the organ grinder does some sick shit.
It's not the organ grinder's turn. It's yours.
Yeah, but I'm giving him my
He's conferring his turn upon him, Griffin.
I'm giving my turn to him.
Come on, man. Read a book.
That's a popular.
If you want to push the organ with another, you have another attack.
No, I'm gonna kick Jeremy Pipes while he's distracted.
Okay,
double distracted because he thought the organ grinder was about to do something.
Yeah, this is some real
into the organ grinder who will bear hug him. Okay. I'm not asking for much.
That's cool. No, make another attack roll against Jeremy Pipes, please.
You can't blame me for thinking Jeremy Pipes is a good guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He seems really nice. Fuck. 12. So nice, I can't even dropkick him.
You try to dropkick him, but he does like a cool backwards dance slide out of the way.
I knew it was a failure. I don't know why I said dropkick. That's the worst kick to miss.
Yeah. You sail past him and you collide with the organ grinder instead, you fall prone to the ground.
Oh, you want a taste too? Let's go!
I'm good.
Right.
Did you forget which one of us got hypnotized?
Listen.
It happens.
Come on.
Is that it for your turn?
No, I got one more.
Okay.
Give me a boost! I'm kicking him again!
Okay, the organ grinder picks you up from the ground, so you don't have to spend any more movement.
No problem.
No, wait, I clicked the axe. That wasn't right. I'm kicking him. Nah, that's fine. It's 11.
Yeah, I think it's best.
It is. Well, it's the same modifier.
You just step forward. You do another jump kick towards Jeremy Pipes, and he just steps. He does the same dance move the other way, does a spin, points up in the air. And you hear cheering coming from somewhere as you land prone on the ground on the other side of Jeremy Pipes. He's Yikes. Like, hey, you don't, hey, stop. It's so uncomfortable, right? Like, you're trying so hard, but you're, like, not doing a good job, dude. And that's, like, so cringe, man.
You're really breaking my heart, Jeremy. I'm going to be honest.
You're not the first one.
Quite rude.
Next in the order is the four string, the four piece.
I did take out the ingenue. I mean, like,
yeah.
Something. No, it wasn't a completely useless turn. Like, you took out the ingenue. Okay. Bassist and banjoist don't have enough move to catch up with you. They move into the fray here. In fact, they're going to dash on their turn to get in contact with you, but that is their action. Theater troupe is all out of commission. I'm going to roll a die here just to see how this battle with Pierre and the mimes is doing. Okay. You hear again what you think is a very one-sided battle happening in the distance with bestial roars just sort of echoing down the alleys every now and then. It is not a one-sided battle. It's just that Pierre Reynolds, in his werebear form, is battling mimes, and so they're like being pretty quiet about it. Next in the order is Brother Philo. Brother Philo, you have just taken out the northwestern conduit. There is one more remaining. The only sort of combatant that you did not take out with your last action is the painter who just stabbed you in the eye with a paintbrush. Other than that, there is no one else in this clearing. What do you do?
So what's Mutt's situation? He paralyzed?
So you can see, I would say, because Mutt sort of spent his gorilla's action, like, getting him out of there, I will say that you can see behind you with your remaining non-paintbrushed eye the image of a massive spiritual gorilla dragging the prone form of Mutt out of an alleyway.
Can I get to him?
You,
I am flying, which means I move twice as fast.
No, it doesn't. You could do it with like a dash. You could get, you could get within like spell casting range, maybe, but I don't know if that is sufficient. Or if you're going to throw a potion or something, like, I think you could have some options, but you would not. There's a pretty wide gap between the two of you, so you wouldn't be able to just get right up to him.
Okay, is he going to be able to make a save throw to try to break out of that? Out of that? Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to... okay. I am going to cast... Expeditious Retreat.
Okay.
This allows Brother Philo to move at an incredible pace when you cast a spell, and then as a bonus action on each of your turns until the spell ends, you can take the dash action.
Okay. That'll certainly be good for you to have on for this battle. So Expeditious Retreat is a bonus action to cast. So when you cast the spell, and then as a bonus action on each of your turns until the spell ends, you can take the dash action. Okay, great. So, yes, with this, you are able to dash with the spell. This will allow you to get to Mutt, no problem. You are going to take an opportunity attack from the painter as you are right up next to him.
Okay.
That is a 9 versus AC, not going to do it. Okay, yes, so you are able to... What does Expeditious Retreat look like before I scoot you over there? What's that look like for the way that you do magic?
His little straps of his lederhosen start to glow.
Okay.
And since he's flying, he is flapping his arms twice as fast.
Okay.
Which allows him to get to Mutt.
Okay. You zoom over to this alleyway where this big spiritual gorilla is dragging Mutt away from the clearing. He says,
"Small puppet man, you must help my liege. He is gravely injured. He has requested your help. Please do your funny joke show or whatever it is you have prepared, little puppet man."
I will certainly try if I am allowed to cast another spell.
I mean, you still have your action. Expeditious Retreat is a bonus action to cast, so you are good.
I have nothing that will break him out of
this. Cool, man.
Perfect. Perfect.
But.
Well, glad you came over here to tell me that face to face.
Psst. Psst.
But.
I can't help.
I cast Resistance.
Okay.
On Mutt. Once before the spell ends, the target can do a d4 and add the number rolled to one saving throw of its choice.
Amazing. Great.
It can roll the die before or after making the saving throw.
Kick ass. Very, very good. What's this look like? Is this some sort of unguent, or is this magic?
Is it applied topically?
Yeah, orally?
No, I think his little nose glows. And he Frinky Frinks your nose with his nose.
Excuse me?
You excuse me, sir?
Excuse him, what?
Frinky Frink.
We just rub noses back and forth, and the magic is in the noses.
Okay, man.
The magic is in the noses.
All right, man.
My liege, are you okay with this? Is so... I'm a spiritual gorilla who was born 20 seconds ago. This is so weird.
You asked me to do something. This.
No, I get enthusiastic consent, my dude. Thank you so much. I feel...
just got to check.
Better. I guess I feel like I have a better chance of breaking this. And then, thanks, man.
Okay, next in the order, the visual artist, the painter, is going to make his way.
No.
Nope.
I'm going to summon Cronut. I'm a little worried about him, and he could be of help. Cuckoo! 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 Cuckoo!
Deeply, far, far off in the distance to the north, you hear the sound echo, and you feel a sort of spiritual closeness as Cronut, your terrible pumpkin homunculus, begins to return to your side. I will say this will be a bit of a trip for him, so not on this turn, but you have begun to summon back Cronut.
To me, Cronut! To me!
I just said I'm on my way.
I know! I'm sorry! I didn't catch that!
Next in the order is the painter, who is going to, I think, just sort of sprint to this clearing here and, I think, start making his way towards the center of town, where the rest of the kind of mind-controlled population of Lumino is beginning to migrate to. Next in the order is Mutt.
Okay.
Before we do anything, you can make a Constitution saving throw and add a d4 in order to try and break the toxin's grip on your body.
Okay, well, right now, it's a 14, and I'm going to roll a d4. And add a 1, so it's a 15.
That is just what you needed. You are able to wiggle your fingers and wiggle your big toe. And then you are able to sort of slowly and I would say painfully regain your senses, able to move. And with this, Sir Kevin is going to stand you back up on your feet.
Sir, you are looking hale and hearty. Do you have a succession plan in place just in case you were to meet your demise in this honorable battle?
Yeah, I don't plan to do that, but if I do, take this sword, and I draw Excalibur, and stick it real hard in the ground, and then the next person to pull it out is king.
Oh, but I can, okay. Yeah. No, for sure, like, it's dumb, but like, I was thought, like, maybe you were gonna...
That's not how it works, I think.
No, I know, and like, I'm so
you can stick it in the ground and pull it right back out.
You think, my liege?
We'll see.
I'll wiggle it when I put it in so the hole's extra
good big. Good call, my man. Okay, I need to do a thing real quick.
Sure thing.
With an 18, can I hear him?
Yeah, now you can hear this conversation. Now.
Dibs!
We'll see. I turn to the invisible man.
Okay.
And I say, I'm going to be honest with you, Teddy. That's kind of fibbing before. Because the fact is, I do have beef with you. And I really, really want to kill you. Because you killed my brother. And he was like the last brother I had going. So
I hope one day Travis gets to refer to me that way.
Yeah, the last brother I had going. And I'm gonna attack Teddy with Excalibur.
Okay, you rush right back into the fray. Go ahead and make an attack roll.
Actually, first I'm gonna use ensnaring strike.
Okay.
Which is a bonus action.
Cool.
I'm going to now take a swing at him with Excalibur.
Okay. With ensnaring strike weaving correct. Around
why
the blade.
Do I keep hitting?
Here we go.
That is a 16 plus 4, a 20. Yep,
that hits the invisible man.
And that's 4 plus 1 damage. 4 plus 1 damage. So 5, and then with ensnaring strike, a writhing mass of thorny vines appears. He's got to succeed on a saving throw or be restrained until the spell ends. So go ahead and roll that. He's got to beat a 15.
Okay. He got a 15.
Yeah, so he beats it. That's fine. And I'm going to take a second swing at him with my second attack.
Okay.
No, I don't think that's going to do it. 7 plus 4, 11.
No, he parries your second attack out of the way with his envenomed knife.
And now it's Kevin's turn.
Yes, it is. The Invisible Man took a prepared action earlier when he sort of got the jump on you here.
That's
in,
fair,
in the
that's
alleyway.
Fair. Hey, Kevin?
Yes, my liege.
Can you come, like, hold this man in your gorilla grip?
I can certainly try, my liege.
You got that gorilla grip? Him.
He looks like some sort of ghost, and I'm so
he's an invisible man named Teddy. He killed my brother. I killed his friend, the Chupacabra, when I was 4 years old, because my dad told me to.
You killed the Chupacabra because your dad told you to?
Well, he was deeply injured, and it's... Everybody keeps saying that like it's a weird thing. He was really injured, and my dad was teaching me to kill monsters without any emotion. And so, and yeah, I cried a bunch while I was doing it because I was 4, but it was was it fucked up? Wait, hold on, man. Hold on.
My liege.
Did that fuck me up real bad?
My liege, you're hearing it, right?
Yeah, now that I said it out loud.
If I was gravely injured, if I was gravely injured, my liege, would you destroy me?
Well, if you'd asked me 5 minutes ago, I would have said yes without thinking about it. But now, huh? Okay, I'm going to kill the invisible man, and then I got a lot to unpack.
Okay. That is... okay, so he is going to make an attack roll against the invisible man to try to hold him.
Yeah,
why don't you roll that?
17 plus whatever my big gorilla strength is.
It's going to be a strength contest, right?
Okay,
on
hold
a grapple.
On. Beat your spirit.
D&D. Gotta see what the strength is. Strength is plus 4, so it's 21 total.
Okay, let's see. Oh, that's a crit fail.
Oh, no, he's finished him. His insides fell out.
Let me go. He's so close. He almost is, like, getting it. I feel like we're on the cusp of some major revelations.
Well,
but it's hard to breathe when you're squeezing my ribs like this. Next in the order is the Invisible Man. He says, fine. He drops his knife. Fuck.
Hey, thanks, man. That's going to make it way easier to kill you. Oh, no, wait. Was that like a surrender move thing?
He shakes his head and says, just do it.
Well,
fucking sucks.
Teddy.
What, that's, man? No fun. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Did I make murdering me not fun?
You were trying to murder me first.
For revenge. I had a great reason to do it.
You killed my brother, Teddy.
Did what I do? Was it fucked up?
Yeah,
hold
man.
On, I gotta think about this. Sir Kevin says, I feel like, my liege, if I may, I don't want to speak out of turn, but maybe the two of you have a lot you could talk about and learn from each other. It seems like violence has poisoned the heart of both of you. And,
well, poisoned my shoulder.
That was poison. Yeah, that was poison. Pretty
good
stuff.
Yeah, violence poisoned both of my shoulders with poison.
But, sir, perhaps you have issues stemming from your childhood, from the life you were born in.
Oh, that seems like a lot of work, Kevin.
I'm saying yes, for sure, and maybe this isn't the right time for it, but maybe don't kill the Invisible Man and you guys can, like, hash this out later.
You know what? I'll say this. That sounds like a lot of heavy emotional labor. Teddy, if I let Kevin go, you leave me alone, I leave you alone. You killed my brother, I killed Chupacabra, we call it even. How's that sound? Then we don't have to unpack any of our shit.
Give me a persuasion check.
I assume with advantage, because my gorilla is squishing him.
No, not with advantage, but it won't be a very hard persuasion check. He is
an 18. An 18, yeah. Flat 18.
Flat 18. He sighs, and he drops his other knife. It was hidden.
Ah.
Yeah.
Teddy. Well,
this was part of yet another one of my diabolical traps. Okay. So you're saying we walk away, even Steven, and we don't have to unpack all this emotional trauma that has been inflicted upon us by each other and our families?
Correct.
Yeah, man. Sounds pretty fucking good to me.
Awesome, dude. I didn't want to make any changes to my life at all. That sounds great.
Yeah. No, I thought about, like, growing as a person for the first time, and I was like,
gross.
No, thanks.
That's so much work. Are you kidding me?
So I can just scoot?
Yeah, man. But, hey, don't let me see you again. Wink. You know what I mean?
That's good.
And, hey, if you're lonely and you ever want to hang out and grab a beer, let me know.
Yeah, I'm sorry about your brother. You seem like a cool dude.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sorry about the Chupacabra, man. I was 4 years old. It's real fucked up. And Mutt just starts bawling. Crying.
Yeah, the Invisible Man starts. This man's like, don't fucking.
No, I don't want to unpack it. I don't. I can suck him back in. I can suck him back in.
God, I've been so lonely. Like,
I know, man.
So
no. We don't got to do this. We don't got to do this. We can talk about it. No, we don't want to talk about it. We're just going to hang out and have a beer and watch sports.
Okay, he fucking takes off running out of the clearing, leaving you.
I can't get a good perception check to save my life.
Yeah, you didn't hear any of that.
I've been rolling single digits trying to weigh in for 2 minutes now.
17. I rolled a 17 perception.
Yeah, you heard all that, brother.
I just want to encourage you to dig deep.
Nope.
No.
No, not meant to be. Hey, I don't know if you guys know this. This is a fucking game. This isn't a place for emotional development in any way. This is a silly game with dice and maps and shit.
That was really close. I got genuinely scared. Because as a DM, I would have to, like, kind of shepherd that conversation, but I don't know how to fucking do that.
We're not going to have emotions.
Travis, you get a point of
Dracula.
Travis,
Yeah.
You get the campaign's first point of inspiration for the
hell
decision.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Heck yeah, man.
Okay.
I think I clicked a button and a sun lit up on the screen. That's amazing. Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there, or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Hello, sleepyheads. Sleeping with Celebrities is your podcast pillow pal. We talk to remarkable people about unremarkable topics, all to help you slow down your brain and drift off to sleep. For instance, the remarkable actor Alan Tudyk.
You hand somebody a yardstick after they've shopped at your general store. The store's name is constantly in your heart because yardsticks become part of the family.
Sleeping with Celebrities, hosted by me, John Moe, on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Night-night.
The following are real reenactments of pretend emergency calls.
911. My husband! It's my husband!
Calm down, please. What about your husband?
He loads the dishwasher wrong. Please help. Please help me.
Where are you now, ma'am?
At the kitchen table. I was with my dad. He mispronounces words intentionally.
There are plenty of podcasts on the hunt for justice, but only one podcast has the courage to take on the silly crimes. Judge John Hodgman, the only true crime podcast that won't leave you feeling sad and bad and scared for once. Only on MaximumFun.org.
Okay, the Organ Grinder and Jeremy Pipes are continuing their fracas in the middle of town. And I rolled it the unfunniest 10, and so this battle is locked in an intense stalemate as the Organ Grinder and Jeremy Pipes continue their melee. Okay. The searchlight is going to move. Can it get both Brother Philo and Mutt? No, just barely not.
Not Kevin's butt.
It does see a gorilla, so it's like definitely going to shine on Mutt and the gorilla. Make a dexterity saving throw, Mutt. A very, I will say, beatable one. You can tell from where you are that maybe not. That's a 2.
2 plus 7, a 9.
No, that is just shy of what you needed. You take 2 points of radiant damage.
Ow,
not
ow.
Nearly as bad as.
Nah, it's just kind of real warm. I take my jacket off when I feel better.
How many hit points does Sir Kevin have?
Sir Kevin? He has one gorilla's worth.
I mean, is this a one-hit wonder sort of situation?
No. He has, for land, he has 30 hit points.
Oh, okay. Then he is also singed for 2, but he is fine. Ow! What was that?
It's the...
My liege?
Yeah, no, I know. You've never been hurt before, Kevin.
No, but my skin, it feels not happy. What does that mean?
It's just the sun's too bright. Come here, baby. Come here.
Gorilla
come here.
Stuff is coming out. Gorilla stuff is coming out. Do you
hush,
see?
Hush, little gorilla. Don't say a word.
I have aloe vera, if you would like.
Don't touch my monkey.
You have banana, puppet, you have banana yum yum? Banana? You have?
I give him banana yum yum.
Oh, amazing. Okay. Next in the order is Lady Godwin. You are, once again, it's fitting your position on this team, surrounded on 3 sides by enemies. Jeremy Pipes, the banjoist, and the bassist from the 4-piece. You are standing right in front of the door of Lumino Tower, which remains locked. And it is your turn.
So who are these cats? I see Jeremy Pipes. Remind me, who are these other two gentlemen?
The banjoist and bassist of the
the band. Are they part of Jeremy's band, or are they just like...
They're a different... Jeremy isn't part of a classical band. Quintet.
Session musicians.
Yes, exactly.
Did the organ grinder do anything?
Him and Jeremy Pipes are pretty well matched here.
Okay, good.
They are battling. I will say that you are flanking Jeremy Pipes now. And so you would have advantage on any Jeremy Pipes-based attacks. The same is true of Jeremy Pipes, because you are also being flanked in this moment.
Okay, I'm going to throw the banjoist at the generator.
So this generator in the middle of town is destroyed. The generator that hasn't been destroyed is about 60 feet away. No, even more.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, does it seem like a good place to land right now for your body, or like a bad place?
No. Don't get me wrong, Juice. It sounds like a bad place to land for your body. The problem is that it is a full 80 feet away. And
I'm looking at the broken one, man.
Oh, you want to throw him at the broken one?
Yeah, because it would hurt.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, and there's probably, you don't know how this kind of thing works, Griffin, but there's definitely still electricity in it somewhere.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Make a melee attack roll against the banjoist as you attempt to toss him back into the shattered conduit.
I hate not being able to use my axe. This sucks. 13. His armor helps him from
no, 13. 13 hits. He does God. Not have armor. He is a banjo player.
Fair enough.
Again, what these mind-controlled citizens of the city have in quantity, they desperately lack in quality.
He's right. Usually guarded by, like, throngs of fans and banjo enthusiasts. You know, yes. That's usually the armor that he has right. with him, the banjoist, natural love that people have.
This banjoist is a big deal here. And Jeremy Pipes actually looks at the banjoist and is like, is that Pluckadilly Slim? And the banjoist nods, and gets launched backwards. No, wait, I'm Dracula.
So wait, I just need to understand. So basically, Jeremy Pipes asks him a question, he answers it, and then is thrown.
Well, as you kick him, his body moves first, and his head stays in place, stretching out for just a second.
Like a Looney Tunes kind
exactly
of thing.
Exactly like a Looney Tunes kind of thing.
I've updated his token to Pluckadilly Slim, and you launch him backwards. Okay, so he's going
I
to fly with this.
I loved his song, Praise You.
Let's do, this is going to be, we'll say a D6 of bludgeoning damage as he is thrown back into this machine. He takes 3 points. Not quite enough to take him out, but it does.
Yeah, but then I yell, take care of my light work, ladies!
Okay, the bridge clubbers all turn next to the the remnants of Daphne Goldengood, and on their next turn, they will follow your orders as
that's
their
a 21,
offer.
By the way, on the persuasion.
Oh no, no persuasion needed. Juice, you are give me.
I guess I already persuaded their boss.
Yeah, give me an insight.
Yeah, you've awakened something in them.
Give me an insight check.
Like maybe the insight is no, not with a 3. I don't know.
Okay, no, with you've got a 6 total in insight. You are being regarded with a level of prestige that even for you is levels unknown from these bridge clubbers who you have broken from their thrall and taken out their former alpha. There is some primal pack politics stuff happening that is bewildering, I think, to you. But they nod. No problem.
Okay, I'm going to, would I have advantage on Pipes right now?
You do,
is he like
yes.
engaged?
He is, yeah. you have him flanked, yes.
Fucking great, man. I'm going to attack him non-lethally with Jennifer Myers.
Amazing.
The flat side.
The flat side.
Great.
Jenny, I call that. 21.
21 hits. Go ahead and roll damage. An 8.
8.
Plus you do extra damage when you're raging, right?
Yes. plus two.
So 10 damage to Jeremy Pipes.
10 damage to Jeremy Pipes.
He was not ready for that. You smash him over the head with the flat side of the blade, and...
Well, I have advantage, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, I guess you could try and crit.
Just, you know.
Yeah, go for it.
You never know. Broken clock. Right twice a day.
Blind squirrel, what have you.
What have you. 17. It's not as far off as it could have been. 23. That hits better.
That hits better, like that, yeah. Better. But the damage is the same. You bonk him for 10 points.
I yell out to him, Jeremy, do you know what the worst part about being an international singing sensation is?
Huh?
The axe attacks!
I believe you have one more bonus attack you can make with your rage. If you
Yeah. That's the next part.
Okay, great.
That's what the follow-up to that is, another axe attack. And that's a 18 plus 6.
These rolls are getting consistently higher. You still have advantage if you want to go for that. Just two more points on that die and we'll get that sweet crit.
No, not this time.
No. Okay, 24 hits.
That's 11 plus
3.
That's 14
plus 2.
Plus 2, 16. Fuck you, Jeremy Pike.
With that, he stands up and he looks confused for a second. And it's like, do you smell pennies? And then smash him over the head again. And you see a trickle of blood begin to stream down his forehead onto his perfectly sculpted nose.
Non-lethally.
Non-lethally. And his eyes start to roll back in his head. It's non-lethal, but you fucked him up, man. Like, he's not going to die. But he dabs the blood.
He's forgotten some math.
He touches his forehead. He looks at the blood on his hand. And he looks at you, Godwin, as his eyes start to roll back in his head. And he says, this is going to ruin the tour. And he goes down. Okay, next in the order... Barbershop Quartet is down. Theater Troupe is down. Roll to see how. Oh yeah, Pierre goes beast mode, literally. In the corner, and you hear one more primal scream, and then two more voices cry out in pain,
whoa,
breaking
their
sacred
their
mime, breaking their sacred mime oath.
No way. I bet the scream of a mime. Okay, here's my question. Is the scream of a mime very quiet, or is it all the noise pent up over time?
It echoes.
It's a loud time. The windows in this block of the city shatter instantly.
It's a lot of black bolt kind of thing, yeah.
My heart made that noise the day the six-finger man killed my father.
Okay, with that, Pierre Reynolds is going to peel off from this confrontation and begin making his way towards the center of town. Next in the order, and all that, and... okay, Philo, you are up next.
Nice and simple, I'm going to take out that last pylon.
With how and...
I'm going to do it the same way I did. I'm going to fly to the orb.
Okay.
Jam my little Phillips head into it, or flathead.
Will you just look for a switch or something?
No time. Okay. No time.
Yeah. No okay, time. Man, go.
No time for switches.
Lord Kevin says, should we take a step back, puppet
yes.
man? Or?
Yes,
that
yes,
would be
yes.
prudent. Yeah.
But I find myself unable to do so. It's not his turn. So go ahead and let's see. This would be another Arcana check, right? As you attempt to... dismantle this last remaining
22.
Yes. Okay, with a 22, y'all are all going to make dexterity saving throws with advantage. You are able to control the destruction of this conduit a little
bit.
Are
you sad that you don't get to make one?
Me?
No, Justin. He's at home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I already have advantage on stuff like this. So I wish
you don't
I was
have
there.
To take it.
Double.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
I get double advantage.
Oh,
which
yeah.
would be cool.
I got 21 total.
Okay.
14 plus 7.
Sir Kevin crit on his
hell yeah
saving throw.
I got a 20.
Okay. You all.
If I ever go on Twitch, Sir Kevin crit is going to be my username.
That's really
yeah,
good.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah. Okay. You all are able to easily sidestep.
Or Dr. Disrespect.
Justin, no.
I think it's free.
It's available.
holes on the side in there.
Okay.
Dad doesn't know about the Dr. Disrespect drama, so he just thinks Dr. Disrespect is a cool sick-ass name, yeah. And it is. Layers honestly, that's why I'm taking it.
A bolt of amber electricity rips out of the orb and streaks up the walls of the building between the three of you, sending bricks scattering all over the clearing. You are able to easily dodge them. As this last pylon goes down, and I'm going to put a skull on it because I know of us really need the skulls, the searchlight extinguishes. And you all see the light at the top of Lumino Tower begin to flicker. It is flickering in a sort of rhythm, sort of slow at first, but you see it sort of hasten as moments begin to pass. Lady Godwin, where you are, the front heavy metal door of the tower. There were streaks of sort of amber light going through the metal plating of the door that extinguish completely. The door is still closed, but this constant sort of machine hum that you heard coming from the door has been silenced as you knock out the last of the pylons. Philo, that was your turn. We are now at Mutt. Mutt, that is the picture of what is going on right now.
Okay,
cool.
It is
your turn.
I'm going to check my spell slots.
Okay.
But then if they're okay, I'm going to attempt to do Zephyr Strike.
On?
Well, first on myself. And then, so I'm going to run forward to where I can see things. So
with your speed, you are able to get here.
Okay.
Sort of up with Brother Philo on the side of Lumino Tower.
Whoever the musician is that's attacking.
Yes, you can see the bassist, the remaining musician that is attacking Godwin.
Okay. I am going to target him.
Okay.
Yeah, I got one more spell. Great. And hit him with Zephyr Strike. All right, use Zephyr Strike and shoot him.
Okay, make a ranged attack roll, please.
Let me wait for, it is a 12.
That hits.
Sick. And then, 10 points of damage total.
Where are you aiming at on him?
His foot.
Okay.
No, his knee. I'm going to do a Terminator. Go for his knee.
Okay. You send a bolt flying into his knee, which spins him around, and he yells, "Oh, that was bad enough to kill me." JK.
I actually have advantage on it, so I could just see if I could kill him.
Yeah, I mean, you could try to crit, I guess. Why do you have advantage on the hit?
Because I use Zephyr Strike.
Oh, that's what it
is. Okay. Part of it. It also gives me 1d8 extra damage. No, okay. I almost crit. I can also do 1d8 extra damage, but it sounds like I don't need to.
No, you don't. You hit him in the knee so good that he goes to sleep right where he's standing.
He leaves.
You take him out. He passes out from the shock of what has just happened.
Okay. And then I get another 30 feet of movement from Zephyr.
Okay,
Strike.
You can get basically wherever you want here in this center.
I'm going to get up to Lady Godwin.
Okay, in front of the door or to her side? Okay.
Can I open the door?
Not now, because you have taken your action.
Complicated door, huh?
I mean,
If I, Travis McElroy, opened a door, I wouldn't mark something off my to-do list, if you know what I mean. But
there is a smart butt. There's like no doorknob to this door. This door is mechanically opened and locked.
I thought you were saying it was like a smart butt kind of lock where only the right butt would open it.
Only Dracula have a chip or Frankenstein's butt. Maybe if you had cut Frankenstein's butt off.
I told you guys.
Next,
I told
in
you
the,
guys to cut off his butt in case there was a microchip in it that opened the door.
Okay, the bridge clubbers are going to make 3 attack rolls against the poor frame of Piccadilly Slim. Only the last one of them hits. He's down to one HP, so you see them stomp on Piccadilly Slim, who also becomes as dormant as Daphne Goodengold in the corner. I think with that, you all are briefly... I'm going to say the remaining... there's like two people who you have not taken out in this encounter. They are far enough out that you all have a beat here where you are out of initiative. As the clubbers finish off Piccadilly Slim, you all see a circular object flying through the sky as it slowly glides down into the clearing. You see a frisbee that, as it lands on the ground, transforms into the shape of Elizabeth, the sports druid. From a nearby manhole, Gordon Clearwater pops out and joins his wife. And he says,
well, you all seem to have done quite well for yourself. You did forget to run the dryer, so we did actually come. There's like 50 gold penalty for that. But let's focus on matters at hand. You all really cleaned up here.
Yeah, just in time, Gordon. You know, here to help.
We appreciate it, of course.
Philo, you are able to join the group here in the middle if you wish.
And Lady Aggie's safe and secure and everything?
As you say that, you see Lady Aggie come around the corner into the clearing, and she is joined by another form. It is another animal, a dog. He looks pleased as punch. You all also see Sloppy coming.
Sloppy!
And him and Lady Aggie are sort of affectionately nuzzling as they approach the unconscious body of Jeremy Pipes. And Sloppy just starts kind of chewing on Jeremy Pipes idly.
Sloppy.
Sloppy.
Now listen, if you two's going to be together, there's something very important I have to do, and I draw Excalibur. I knight the Sir Sloppy. So now you can be Sir and Lady. So now there's a balance of roles. Or else there's too much strain on the relationship, you know what I mean?
Sir Kevin
Let
comes...
Let thee not be unequally yoked.
Exactly.
Sir Kevin comes around the corner and sees this ceremony, and he's like, oh, you just... So any animal, you just...
You have seniority.
Okay. You hear that, dog? I'm in charge.
And the lizard, I don't want to freak your bean, man, but you only last for an hour anyways, so...
I only what?
Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it.
You all see, as you congregate in the middle of this clearing, Pierre Reynolds runs in to join you, and he runs up. You see Gordon get very scared as this werebear charges in. Pierre runs up to you, Lady Godwin, and he says,
I let the bear out. I don't know how to put him back in the bottle.
I understand. Here's what I need you to do, Pierre. Accept that you are also the bear. You can't put the bear back in the bottle. You can't change. You're you. I'm me. That's fine. But we need to accept the bear. Stop stuffing him away. Let's try loving him.
Loving the bear.
Love the bear. Love the bear.
People all over America.
Sorry.
Love the bear.
Yeah.
Hulu viewers agree.
Rave reviews, man.
You are right. He's part of me. Thank you, Lady Godwin. Did you kill Daphne Goldengood?
I didn't.
As you say that, you all see figures illuminated by the burning Hyundai Elantra and the faint light from the tower above. For the most part, these streets here have gone silent. I'm not going to put 100 more tokens on this map, which is already it's quite crowded, but you see coming through these sort of four main alley entrances to the north and the south and the east and the west, you see figures of shambling citizens of Lumino beginning to stage a second wave assault against the center here. You see Pierre turn to you, Godwin. He says,
"Leave them to us. You get in the tower. We will hold them off for as long as we can. You're going to finish Dracula, yes?"
And take his teeth.
Elizabeth looks at the three of you. She says, "Go with my blessing." She's going to cast Mass Cure Wounds.
Heck yeah.
Hell yeah.
On all of the injured parties here. You know what? Go ahead and heal up to full. This is going to be a big heal. You all are down a bit, just to make this clean. You feel it's like you've just drank 30 Gatorades.
Oh,
like
hell
you
yeah.
feel like electrolytes coursing through you, repairing your wounds from the inside out. She looks at you and says, "Bring back the sun, and we'll figure out the stuff with the dryer later."
Fair.
"But it's important. It's our home, and we let you crash in it. Least you could have done is the linens. Just go and bring back the sun."
Listen, you want a good review on TripAdvisor, don't you?
Gordon smiles and says,
"That hasn't been invented yet."
Caw-caw, caw-caw.
Yes, okay, fine. Your fucking pumpkin flies
Cronut,
in.
But I say, Cronut, you do what Pierre tells you. Help what? These fine folks fend off the throngs. Sorry, I got on the frongs. Thing.
Dad has to be really deliberate about what's going on with Cronut at all times, or my brothers will try to disappear him again.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're the one defending this.
You're the one scared of the pumpkin. It's for you, dude. Like
Justin and I, Justin, you're the only brother I've got going. And Griffin and I are trying to protect you.
Cronut, stay with them.
And the only Cronut Dad has going.
That's true.
I tried. I don't have anything else. And then,
finally, a son Dad can be proud of.
Can Philo use Steve's tools to open the door?
Yeah, sure. Give me a sleight of hand check, and add your proficiency bonus to this roll.
That is a 17 plus proficiency. That would be a dirty 20.
Yes, with a dirty 20, you are able to pry a couple of flathead screwdrivers in between the two doors, and as you pull them apart, you make a big enough gap. That the sort of assembled people here, you see Tyler, the organ grinder, help you pull these massive doors open, and he takes up defensive positions as the your associates throughout this adventure stand in a phalanx blocking the front door of Lumino Tower.
The vampire will see us now. Let's go.
And then just a quick 8-hour nap to get back all my spell slots.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.